listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Walk up in the building, I feel like I'm William Clinton. Woo, but I'm Bernie Sanders. Woo, bitch, I'm Bernie Sanders. Woo. I got all the hippie chicks trying to put paint on my canvas. Take her out for a gig. Woo, vegan. Woo, then we get to freaking. If she's Swedish, I might go get her a visa. Woo, woo, woo. If I ain't Donald Trump, build a wall and we gon' jump. I was raised around them Latinas, so I got love for my people. Woo, fair like Bernie Sanders. Woo, hair like Bernie Sanders. Woo. Woo.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast with your host, Rod and.
Bitch, I'm Bernie Sanders.
I feel like you are not Bernie Sanders. I feel like you are Karen.
I'm Karen.
But yeah, I feel like if Bernie would have dropped this hot 16,
we're not a hot 16
early in the game, you know what I'm saying, he would have got that 70% of that black vote in South Carolina. He was a little slow in that trap music. But we are joined by somebody who's been on the show before. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, you guys should already be familiar with his work if you listen to Keith and the Girl. Mm-hmm. Which of course they were just on the show last week, so we're starting and ending the week with some KATG up in here. It's the homie Danny Hatch.
Thank you so much. I feel like I'm the best guest to read those lyrics. I feel like I read those lyrics the best. I didn't flub them at all.
No, I do like that you committed. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, you really went for it, and I feel like that puts you over the edge, you know?
Yes. That's why I'm thanking for Bernie.
Yeah, I give you credit. Those were the best Bernie bars. They were flames, Danny.
You know me. Fire.
Danny Flames Hatch is what they call him.
It's my new Twitter name now.
And Danny is also the star and creator and writer of That's the Show with Danny on the premium Keith and the Girl Network. How's that the show with Danny going, by the way?
It's going really well. Thank you. We started doing once a month, I'll do like a solo show, which is quite a challenge that every time continues to be hard. I just being alone in a room surrounded by nothing and talking. So,
and you take call-ins and stuff during the show.
Yeah. But they only call when I really beg them to. I have to be like, please, someone call in, give me something to talk about besides nothing.
You have to start having hot takes on everything like Republicans do on the radio so they can get people to call in. You have to start trolling the audience.
That's true. I got to get them mad.
Yeah. Women, aren't they terrible? Jesus.
Call in if you disagree.
Jeez. Jews, I've heard, are bad also.
They're horrible. And I mean, if anyone wants to call in, the number is and then also I was listening to an episode recently, and you guys are doing some improv for most of the show, and it was very compelling improv.
Thank you.
Yeah, have you been working on that on the side? Like, how'd you even come up with that idea?
I haven't been working on it. I like a lot of podcasts that have that kind of improv-y feel. And so I wanted to try to start doing some of that, but, I don't think it's, I guess you're not supposed to think it through ahead of time with improv, but I always find myself just like having no idea what to say. And then either saying something, I feel like I always make it really weirdly boring. It's strange, but it's not so like interesting. It's just like, this is a weird thing that some weird guy's doing. But thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Your characters have a lot of compelling backstory and they're fully fleshed out.
Yes, they
and,
are.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's what I like. Like, I felt like I just was dropped into the middle of like a murder mystery or something.
Sure. Yeah. Big party.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, you know, I don't like, I just wanted to see like a whole series like is this guy gonna find what happened to his kid, you know? And I like that kind of stuff.
He just comes in every few weeks to talks about his dead kid. This is Shane Moss. Right. I don't even think his kid's dead.
His kid supposedly alive according to the last episode. So
The mystery continues.
Well, our prayers have hopefully been answered. We will see you next time it shows up.
It's exciting.
Are you still writing, Danny?
A little bit, yeah. I just wrote like a few packety type things. Been trying to like get into that, but it's still. I'm still a pretty lazy guy. I still, at the end of the day, my my objective is not to write. It's just to like watch Netflix and veg out.
Netflix is so good, you know. It really does fuck with your creative flow sometimes, because like I'll be like, this weekend I'm gonna do such and such, and then I look up, I'm like, but season two of Daredevil.
Yes.
I should probably watch all of that first so that it won't distract me later.
Right. To make sure of it, like, what if you come up with an idea of a Daredevil already has, and how embarrassing would that be? So you need to watch all of it to make sure.
Have you seen season two of Daredevil yet?
I've seen about half of it, and okay. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it a lot too. But I'm starting to think that maybe it's just I'm getting older as a black person in America. Vigilantes are kind of some dicks, man. It just as a general concept of just being like, you know what, man? I'm a white dude. This is my neighborhood. I'm gonna beat people's ass if they don't do what I want them to do.
And if some innocents happen to be in the way while I'm, you know, fighting for justice, who cares if they have buildings fall on them or
listen.
And die, probably.
Have you seen Batman versus Superman?
Not yet. I saw the last one. I was thinking of going by myself today to see it, but I know I'm not going to enjoy it.
I saw it, and I'm one of those people that does enjoy pretty much everything I go see. You know, like, and I do that thing sometimes where like I leave and I know it's not good, but then I spend a lot of time trying to convince myself where I'm like, but the AC was really nice. Yeah. The popcorn was delicious. It had a lot of butter on it. I like those new soda machines. You get to pick whatever kind of flavor you want.
They got 45 right, of them.
Yeah. So I guess the movie was like, you know, 8 out of 10, you know, it was all right. Yeah, I saw it. It fucking sucked, man.
I can't imagine that. Like, I believe you, but how could it suck so much?
I couldn't imagine it either, dude. I'm freaking out. it's been doing that thing where I got that slow burn where, like, you know, at first I wasn't that mad, but then I realized I am mad because anytime I see someone going through the stages I was going through, or at first they're like, well, it was kind of okay, just got out the movie, it's not as bad as you guys think, or something like that, I do have like this slow nerd rage that's like, no motherfucker, you will admit that this shit was terrible so that we can share the same experience, you know.
I don't have that. I think Roger picks at me, Danny, because this is partially true. I normally love everything.
I do too. It's hard for me to find something that I really hate.
Right. And if I don't like it, the hatred normally is deep because it's like extreme on the other side. But for me, it's one of those things where I did not like this movie at all. And I know there's some people that love it, but for me, nope.
I wasn't even going to talk to her when we left the theater because I was sure she was going to be like, well, it was pretty good, right? And then I was going to be like, are you fucking crazy? You know, so I just didn't say. She even asked me when we got up for the seat. She's just like, so what'd you think? And I legitimately ignored that. I pretended that question didn't happen for at least 2 or 3 minutes.
Until we got outside.
I waited till we got all the way to the parking lot to be like, I thought it was fucking terrible, and I don't think anyone should have to be subjected to that again. So, yeah.
Did people in the theater enjoy it?
Yes. Some people clapped. I wanted to turn around and be like, the fuck are you doing? But I didn't. But I did want to turn around and be like, sit down. Everyone sit the fuck down. No one's clapping for this shit. we got to see legitimately good movies.
Right.
We've been spoiled with movies that I felt were very entertaining in this genre of comic booky bullshit for like the last year or so. Like, it's been a pretty strong streak, you know, and then we get something bad and I'm like, guys, it's okay to admit this is some bullshit. It's cool. Like, you know, we'll be back in a couple months. Something good will be out again.
Civil War, that'll make up for it.
Yes.
Same exact themes, but probably done 1,000 times better.
Yeah, they just won't, you know, they just won't suck as bad as this shit sucked. It's okay, guys. And then, but I didn't in my mind, you know, I did all that. But in real life, I just walked out and was like, I'm going to wait till I get to the parking lot so that I don't have to like yell at any of these people.
Yeah, because for me, I hadn't really been talking about it on the internet because a lot of people actually really enjoyed it. And it's a lot of people that's in the middle. They're like, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't the best.
They just don't care. And it's cool.
Right.
I wish I didn't care.
Me either.
You know, like, that's where I felt I fucked up. It's like, as soon as, and I mean, I can't even really say it's a spoiler, but Batman was killing people and shit. soon as he started killing people, I was just like, oh, come on, dog. Like, really?
It's Batman 2016. He's got to change and evolve.
Right?
He's old now.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I was wrong about that gun thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to address it or ever say why I'm wrong or change, but just going to kill some motherfuckers. That's my new shit.
Yeah.
And, my new jam. Killing motherfuckers.
And I think for me, my expectations was high. And I think that's why I was not happy.
And we're too. I mean, I guess they still are technically, but
yeah. But I feel like it's high because we got like Deadpool, which I thought was great.
Yeah, Deadpool was so fun.
I think we just had Star Wars was good. Fuck, man. Like, it's just been a while since I walked out on these movies. Just like complete shit show. You know, like, I don't even know what they were doing.
Right. I was like, I thought we was over this bullshit. Batman had nipples. Come on. We came a long way, people.
Is it worse than the 90s Batman?
Man. I actually watched some of Batman and Robin the other day, like Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself being like, you know what? I prefer this. Like, I prefer this corny, terrible bullshit to what I just watched. Cause
yeah, it sounds like a more fun time.
Yeah. At least they weren't trying too hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, these motherfuckers were trying and this is what you came up with.
Ugh.
Oh man. God damn
it. Sorry to get you riled up.
Nah, it's my fault, man.
Nah, that's good. Yeah. Cause it was one of those things where people, you know, they want to hear how we feel about it. And that's, you know, for me, and I'm the non-comic book person speaking. I'm just, you know, truth be told, Roger has read a lot of the comic books and stuff. I haven't. So I'm just going based off of the story that you're telling me. So I have no kind of background to base my opinion off of other than I just didn't like the movie.
I'm just saying, if Batman kills people, why are any bad guys alive?
Good
like, shouldn't they all just be fucking dead?
No.
Just kill him. It'd be a lot easier, dude.
So he stopped letting them free?
How does he decide? He's like, I'll kill 12 henchmen, but you going to jail.
Right.
You better get a lawyer.
Yeah. See you in court, buddy.
Maybe it's like hate crimes and rape. Kill you. But like, if you like mug someone.
Yeah. Does he have a system?
Off at Arkham Asylum for a few years.
He's like, these henchmen that you hired, they probably need the money to feed their families and shit. Those motherfuckers are dead. But you, you're the worst. You're going to jail, man.
For this blue collar crime.
Yeah, 3 meals a day for you, buddy. God damn. Anyway. Although I was going to say in the Daredevil thing, I really did like how they, did the Punisher versus Daredevil and their philosophical disagreements. That was actually a really cool part of that. It would have been cool if Batman versus Superman had that. So anyway,
1,000 movies that they'll still get me to see.
Yeah, like, they're gonna get me anyway, right?
This I'll definitely see all of these.
That's the thing. That's the thing. They got me.
They got my money.
They got me. They'll just show the next preview and it'll be like the 5 cool minutes of it, you know? And that's how they get you, is like the preview's always the 5 cool minutes of like Batman being like, I'm gonna fuck you up, Superman. Superman's like, oh really, motherfucker? And then, you know, then they just cut away and you're like, I have to see that.
Right. What happens next? Do they fuck each other up?
Yeah, right.
Right. I don't know how they're gonna fight and then become friends like they always do, but I need to see the how that happens.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead, Karen.
And Danny, I have a few questions that I want to ask you. Just thinking and listening to you on Keith and the Girl. How do you feel about your mama knowing that you podcast?
Oh, so I thought you were going to ask how do I feel about her being a Trump supporter, which is terrible.
Oh,
wait, she's a Trump supporter?
Yeah.
How
do you feel about that then?
I feel embarrassed and shitty and bad.
Has she like gone to events and shit?
Yeah, he came to Oklahoma City, and I think they went.
Wow. How many black people did they hit?
I don't know.
I wonder when you leave if you feel bad, if you're like, damn, no black people showed up.
My numbers are getting low.
What's that?
Say my number count is getting low. I know I'm going to try to hit one a day.
Right. I mean, at the events, I mean, I know it sounds weird, but like at the events, you know, they've been on TV because there's been a lot of like protests and shit.
Right.
So I wonder if you go to a Trump event and then like no black people show up to like start some shit, do you go, man, that, like we, like damn, wait, we didn't get a show today, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even like to think about my mom at Trump events. It just bums me out.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that...
It's okay. She swallowed the God lie pretty easily. Like, I think that this is a lot less of a pill to swallow than, like, religion. So it makes sense to me. No, it doesn't make sense to me, but I guess I can
understand. But he so clearly doesn't believe in God.
Right. He's such a liar, too. He's so blatantly laughing at people.
He had one quote where he was just like, you know, it's like Corinthians 2. Like, is that the one you guys like? And the crowd was like, yeah, that's right. That's the one.
Greatest verse in the history of the Bible. I love it. Absolutely fabulous Bible verse.
Yeah. Best book ever.
Think about it.
Right.
Read it all the time. Love it. The Jesus guy was good.
Yeah, that there King James, I would donate to his foundation.
I don't think he even knows kids to King James. I really feel like he knows about two or three things about the Bible.
He knows it's called the Bible.
Yeah.
and that's about it.
Also, I did mean to say this before we move to Karen's questions. Mm-hmm. Danny, do you ever feel like when a movie sucks that Keith wins?
Mm-hmm, I do. I hate it.
Right?
I don't want to give him the satisfaction because it's so arbitrary too.
Right.
The movies that he hates. I can't like make rhyme or reason of his movie tastes at all.
I've been trying to do it for years now. It doesn't.
It's a fool's errand.
Yeah. You really could like spin a dial or something and just kind of come out there and be like, all right, I think I'm going to go with Keith loved, something about Mary. And then you get, then you listen to the podcast. He's like, it's fucking, really? You're going to, and you're like, oh shit, I guess it's terrible.
I didn't know. Wash her hair before dinner. Everyone, she would notice it.
You would just keep the sperm on your hands. Okay. You're like, I didn't know.
First time ever jacking off. I'm starting to see his point.
I know. It's not that he's wrong necessarily. I just hate for him to be right when he is. Karen, I'm sorry. Continue with your question. And I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, you're good. Back to your mother. How do you feel about her knowing about your podcast and with you being so open about your sexuality?
At first I was really nervous about her finding out about a lot of things, but then she did find out about them and she was fine about it. I mean, there's not much she can do to me now. I'm pretty independent of her. So I'm not worried about it anymore. But for a while I was definitely a little paranoid about her hearing the filth I was saying.
Yeah, and I mean, and she still loves you, which
is
like,
she does. I don't get it, but
yeah, good for her. Good for her. You know, I worry about like people that support Trump being intolerant, and maybe she's just not one of those kind of Trump supporters, you know?
I mean, she has never struck, I mean, I'm white, so I don't know if I'm the best bellwether for this, but she's never seemed racist to me.
Yeah.
she took the I'm bisexual, she took that kind of hard at first, but right. she's been open and supportive of it since, and granted, I'm dating a woman now, so it's probably easier for her to get behind that and make, you know, she could probably pretend that it's not a thing anymore. But it's not like she gives me shit for my sexuality. She doesn't seem like a bigot, which is why I'm so surprised about this Trump thing. But
yeah, that's the thing that's weird with Trump though. I don't think he really seems like a bigot in the sense that people, you know, consider like rude. People just, he feels like, attention whore, quote unquote, you know, like I'll take this negative attention with this good attention. It's like, I can see why people would be attracted to his campaign because it is so like, I don't give a fuck. And I think people always resonate with the people who go, I don't give a fuck about this when it comes to politics because they seem so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But
they need to give a fuck about
it. It's impossible to run the country and not give a fuck. It's just like, I hate the sound, this way, but like I actually had a falling out with a friend last night at like 3 a.m. over some Bernie Sanders shit, man. And like, cause Bernie kind of does the whole, I don't give a fuck, the system can be burned down and shit. And I think it appeals to a lot of people cause most Americans do have that. Like that's what America was founded on. Basically is some people turned around and were like, why are we paying these taxes? So like, I get that we have like this rebellious streak in us, but, I'm at this point now where I'm just like, that's not practical anymore. So I like, for Trump, I think he feeds into it and it makes us feel like, yeah, fuck everybody, man. Just do what you want to do. Like, who gives a fuck? you're gonna run the country the way you see fit, and that's cool. And I think Bernie does the same thing. We feel like, yeah, fuck Wall Street, fuck all these people, man. Just do what you want to do. Fuck corporations. We don't need those motherfuckers. And I think Hillary's the one being like, yeah, we need all this shit. Like, our country is fucked up, and you can't get rid of all this shit at the same time. And I think both of the people on the outside make us like, make our dicks hard. You know what I mean? Like,
shinier and newer.
Yeah. Nothing about, you know, just that plain old missionary gonna make your dick hard, man. It's just nothing about that that is making you like, that's nobody's fantasy. But I feel like Trump and Bernie are kind of fantasy fulfillment, you know? And I wouldn't be shocked to see either of them get nominated. I don't know what happens afterwards, but I think that's what appeals to people. I don't even think it's a policy thing, really. It's just a general, like, yo, man, I'm just tired of this shit.
Yeah, I feel like Bernie at least has more of an idea what he's talking about. And what
Of course. I mean, oh, for the record, I'm not saying they're equal. Mm-mm. I would just like to point out, Bernie and Trump are definitely not equal. One of them has been a professional politician for like 40 years, and one of them is a guy that does reality TV.
Bernie is the guy that does reality TV.
I would watch that.
I would too.
You're fired. You're like, what?
Right. Be hired.
Yeah.
And get a raise.
Right. And you get a raise for minimum wage. It's not, we are going to rehire you, but at a fair price.
And you get free college.
Yeah. Karen, do you have more questions? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about being the pop reference culture person for Keith and Hendon? I'm like that with Roderick on certain things, because sometimes Keith and Hendon talk, and you can tell they have no idea who these people are that they're talking about, and they'll look at you, or Danny, or they'll be like, Danny from the couch typing in, and have to explain to them what the hell is happening.
Sure. I mean, I'm not the most knowledgeable either, but I do, like, do research for stuff before the show, so I'll usually, if they're talking about stories, I'll at least know what they're talking about ahead of time, so I can like write in with clarification for them. And then there are times where Keith is just thinking of some name, and I just know what it is because we have a weird sick telepathy thing going, and he can just like snap and point at me, and I can, for whatever reason, go, "Oh, Chet Hayes, you mean you're talking about Chet Hayes?"
Yeah, I like when you don't. I like when you don't know, and then he blames you. Like, it's like, It used to be a bonus of, oh, every once in a while Danny knows this shit, and now it's just expected. Like, this motherfucker didn't know Chet Hayes.
Yep, that's how success can poison you, can turn on you.
Are you still doing stand-up, man?
Yeah, a little bit. It's one of the same with writing. It's something I need to get out and do more of, but I find that at the end of the day, my motivation to do it is not very strong. I'm like, I've been working in comedy for the past 8 hours. I just want to go home and not deal with comedy, or watch comedy that is on my TV screen that I'm like removed from.
Yeah, it's kind of weird though lately with because I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts and stuff, and especially in the New York scene, it's kind of weird. It feels like stand up is becoming like this thing that's like almost optional, not to like just a career, but like to events. So it's like, we do roast battles now.
All those are so huge now.
Yeah. You know, like, now we're doing stand up, but you know, with no clothes on, and now we're doing stand up with like, it's always like a hook or an angle.
Mushrooms, yeah.
Yeah. Do, like, is that something that appeals to you, these different angles, or is it something where you're like, I just want to do like, you know, a regular stand up set?
That, I think that the angles and the weird variations on it appeal to me more than the regular stand-up set.
Okay. For sure.
Like, having room to be a little weird and experimental with it appeals to me.
What's your favorite experimental thing?
I mentioned I listen to these weird improv-y comedy podcasts earlier. Do you listen to any like West Coast, more like?
I have before. It depends on the shows. Like, I used to listen to, now I'm gonna fuck it up. It was just like two guys, and they would just like spitball the whole time. I don't even know if they still do it. This is years ago.
Podcast ever.
Yeah, it was, well, it was like two, oh yeah, I was just gonna say it's two white guys, but then I was just like,
yeah, definitely. Every
that's podcast. Definitely every podcast. but yeah, what was it called? Fuck, I'm never gonna get this. It was like,
the one you should just do all the time where they would bring on guests?
No, it would, they never had guests. It was okay. Just these two dudes. It was really popular back in like 10 years ago, but it was just these two dudes and they would just like spitball shit like, oh yeah, so I was taking a shower the other day and da 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 da. And then just the other guy would just like chime in and be like, yeah, you at the loft. And then they just make shit up for an hour and it'd be kind of like funny, that. You know, and that was it. That was just like, that was their podcast.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is really cool to me, like just building something out of nothing. And I guess a lot of podcasts are that, but being able to break a wall a little bit, I don't know if that makes sense, but like to break down what people are expecting and to make it go off the rails, I like a lot. Like, have you heard of his podcast, The Worst Idea of All Time?
I haven't heard that one yet.
It's so for the first season, these two guys watch Grown Ups 2 once a week. talked about it.
Wow.
Watch the movie Grown Ups 2 52 times. And then for season 2, they watch Sex and the City 2 once a week for a year and talked about it. So you hear these guys week by week just like losing their minds. Terrible 2-hour like chunks of their lives that they're just like wasting every week. It's really funny. These guys in New Zealand. So.
Yeah, I guess there's an appeal to that because I remember we had a season, well, not a season, we had True Blood, the last season of it, which was really bad. And we, you know, typically we review like a TV show like once a week, right? And so there was nothing on. And so we were like, should we review this season? Because we all know it's going to suck and we really don't want to watch it, you know? And Karen just completely refused to watch it. So me and my friend Justin were watching it and then we would recap it every week.
That'd be so
and
bad.
It would be such a sad recap of like just
be so bad.
Like it sucked again. This was wrong. This is terrible. Why the fuck did they do that? And but then we would go on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, we get feedback from the fans and they'd be like, oh, I love these reviews. This is so good. And I'm like, why is this good? This should be terrible to you.
It is. I think it's like Schadenfreude or something. Like it's just like hearing someone trapped in this misery. It's like, ah, yes.
I hate it too. And I keep watching. You're like, right. We should all stop. We can't.
You make it entertaining. You get people to keep watching with your fun commentary on how much you hate it.
It's such people are weird, man.
You gotta check out this True Blood.
Yeah. So everybody go see Batman Superman. We'll get together. We'll fucking talk shit about it.
We'll talk about it. How have you adjusted to your job title change?
It's, you know, I don't know. I think pretty well. It was kind of a rocky road to get there. But I like the title a lot. I like being able to say that I help produce the show that I've loved for a long time. And I like, you know, helping them map out the show ahead of time. That's really cool. But it's not super different from what I was doing before, you know, before the title change.
I like that you stood up for yourself, man.
Thank you.
Like, that was cool because I was feeling awkward for you. Like, I was just sitting at home like, I hope this passes.
Too. And then, like, I guess I gotta pass.
Yeah, but I thought it was kind of dope, man, because I think a lot of people would have just let it go kind of on some, like, okay, why did I even bring it up? Confrontation scares me. And,
sure. I mean, I probably tried to do that, but Hemda also was there, and she's a very good moderator. So.
Yeah. Well, I like that you fought through it though, and that him to help as the moderator, and I also like that Keith wouldn't let it go because I do hate when people do the thing where they agree to disagree but not really. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, well, fine, we solved that by me saying this and then you walking away.
Right. Yes. Yeah. No. They don't like to leave things up in the air. They're good about, like, you know, let's talk this through even though it'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's dope, man. How's your living situation now, by the way?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Yeah, I'm in a much better place than I was the last time I was on your show.
Yeah, man. You were like, are you still sleeping on like air mattress?
No, so it's funny. So I'm now sleeping on Keith's old king-size Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Boom!
I know.
Upgrade.
Total upgrade. Like, I went from no mattress to air mattress to, like, a really shitty little twin mattress to, like, this giant thing that is now basically my entire room. It's just a bed. Like,
living in the big city, man.
Yeah, it's funny how that, like, played out.
Yeah, man. That's dope, man. Yeah, we were, cause last time it was like, you know, you had the weird roommate situation. And I think, at one point you like had to fight a roommate.
Yeah. I think that was the house I lived in before I was on. But yes, my first apartment in New York, I had a really psycho roommate that like I got in a big fight with.
Yeah. What was the fight over again?
So my then girlfriend at the time, she had come to visit me. So we were like, we got home at like 2 a.m. from Newark. I'd picked her up. We were exhausted, and this guy had like, so he had like his lights on and his music blaring, and we didn't, our only wall was like a curtain that just separated this basement that we shared. So I was like, hey man, can you please, it's like 2, 3 a.m. Can you please like turn this off, like your lights off or your, and your music down? And he just like lost his mind and attacked, he like just tackled me from like the other side of a curtain, and we got in this like, just like on the ground, like punching match while both of our girlfriends are like screaming. He did not turn, that was one of those things where I was like, all right, I'm not going to fight for this anymore. He did not turn the lights off that night. I went and bought us blindfolds. I was not as good at, confronting things back then, 4 years ago.
Well, you know, maybe now you would, take it differently, man.
Maybe.
But I don't know. After you fight, like, what's left?
Exactly. Right. Our other roommates, like, broke us apart. So it's not like one person won or lost. We were both, like, still in the midst of, you know, we were probably on the ground for 10 seconds before, like, people pulled us off of each other. So it's not like I was able to say, now turn your fucking lights off. I was able to punch you. Or it's not like he was able, I guess he was able to say, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because so, I just realized I lost that fight.
So yeah, I was going to say, do you think that's what made your girlfriend and you break up? Is she had to watch you lose that fight?
No, it wasn't that, but it didn't help. It was already in a bad place by that point.
Wow.
Maybe it was.
Maybe,
again,
but
all these things I'm realizing.
What if you won the fight, though?
I'll be married at this point. Right. At my current girlfriend, Rosa. So it would have been a way. I'm glad I lost this fight.
Exactly. You needed. That's what I would convince myself that I needed to lose that fight in order for my life to move better.
It's like with time travel. If you change the slightest thing, you know.
You would just be the king of that basement apartment.
I might be.
Right now. But then you wouldn't have graduated to a bigger bed. You wouldn't, you know what I mean? Yeah. You'd just be like the guy. I picture like a tatted up daddy with no shirt on.
It's his tattoo. His tattoo would say, lights off, bitch. He just walk in and everywhere he go, everybody just turn the lights off. Why did it get dark? You don't see Danny no lights?
Danny.
Like
no.
Daredevil.
Yeah. Danny no lights hatch, man. He doesn't play that shit.
I like it. Get this tattoo anyway. Right on my forehead.
All right. Oh. Karen, did you have more before we get into the news?
I think those were the bulk of my questions. Because like I listen to you all the time, and I'm like, I would love to have these answers from Danny. So thank you for answering them.
Sure, I hope that I did well. I know that I stutter and blutter a lot, so I hope that I.
Nah, man, you're killing it right now, dude. You're killing it.
All right. Fuck yeah.
Let's yeah. All right, guys, lights out. We gotta go. That was the end of the show.
It.
He's getting upset. It's too bright in here.
Monster.
We do have some news to talk about. Let's talk about this LGBTQ news, okay, guys?
We gonna play the music?
Nah, I'm not gonna play music today. I'm just gonna get right into it. We already talked about our state and how we're transphobic, and it's terrible. So there's a Kansas bill that would pay students $2,500 to hunt for trans people in bathrooms.
No. Oh my God.
Are you for real?
Nothing could go wrong with this.
Oh shit.
We just need to empower the average bigot to look at people's genitals. That's all.
Wow.
Yeah, with only 2 weeks left in the Kansas legislation session, state lawmakers have introduced a pair of bills that would prohibit transgender students from using restrooms that match their gender. The Student Physical Privacy Act would apply not only to public schools, but all public universities in the state as well, guaranteeing that anyone who saw someone transgender in the bathroom could sue their school for $2,500 for every time that it happened.
Jesus Christ. This is so bad. What world is this?
Right.
If I have trans friends, the first thing we're doing is they're going to the bathroom with me a lot. And we're going to get paid. I will hook you up. Let's just get this money, dog. You know what I mean?
It's true. Work the system. Use it to your advantage.
That's how you get the law off the books, is just the first person to sue them for like $100,000. It's like, yeah, we go to the bathroom all the time. And then I heard about this law, but here, I mean, they will admit that they were in the bathroom with me. We have it on tape. We put it on YouTube. This is 100% proof, and we want this money. So let's go. The complementary bills, SB513 and HB2737. I love them in Star Wars, by the way.
I liked when they came out on the Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah, they're so good. They're so good. Declare in no uncertain terms that transgender students are going to harm other students just by using the same facility alongside them. Allowing students to use restrooms, locker rooms, and showers that are reserved for students of a different sex will create potential embarrassment, shame, and psychological injury to students. Because we all know how that goes. Marginalized people always create the embarrassment and shame and psychological injury to the other people. It's not like no one ever, it's not like people get bullied for being different. That's not how that works.
No, of course not. Different people are scary, and we need to crush them.
And don't they know this is happening anyway?
Yeah, I still remember back when they integrated the school system in Alabama. And remember those little black girls walking in and how they were scaring the hell out of those crowds of white people throwing shit at them? I was like, oh my God, can y'all calm down? Can't you just like tell these white people that you're not going to scare them and go to a different school?
Right.
Come on.
And the federal government didn't have to send officers to help get them to the door. That never happened.
They were scared too. You know, they were like, oh no, they were just really keeping those kids away from the other people. It just looked different on TV.
Liberal media spun it to make it look like the black people are victims.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how they always do, man.
I blame the black and white images. It always adds 10 extra pounds of racism.
I remember how scared those dogs were on the bridge with Martin Luther King and them. I was like, oh my God, you're scaring the dogs.
Yeah. The scares dog, that's animal abuse. That's one of the most disgusting things.
Of course they're biting people. They're scared.
And colorblind.
Right. the bill proposed, like bills proposed in other states, these measures attempt to define sex in a narrow way. In this case, the physical condition of being male or female, which is determined by a person's chromosomes and is identified at birth by a person's anatomy. The definition ignores many genetic and anatomic variations that can actually occur in how sex actually presents itself, and by design erases the significance of transgender identities entirely. I guess if you're in Kansas,
leave.
You know, like
Oz. Yeah. Up that tornado. It's better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone's going to do it too. Someone's going to sue.
Of course.
Because now that they know, you know what I mean? It's always some dick that's just like, I'm going to get this $2,500. Also, how do you know?
Right.
You know, I'm pretty sure I was in the bathroom with a trans person just now.
Yeah, you'd have to like barge into the stall or like blatantly like look at the urinal. I mean, I guess if you see a woman at the, a person who looks to you like a woman at the urinal, maybe that's a giveaway.
But then they would be in the right bathroom, Danny.
Right, that's true. You're right.
Like, according to this law, it makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense. I think people, honestly, man, I really think the goal of these laws is to just stop people from using the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hold it. According to that's gonna be the next bill. Is just the hold it law. Just
messes with your brain and you vote all fucked up and weird and like keeps the Republicans in power because people just aren't thinking right. Yeah. They have to pee so bad.
They'll never leave the house if they can't use the bathrooms. We finally figured it out.
Flint should do that. Flint should like get people to stop drinking water so they'll stop going to the bathroom. So they should put this.
You're right. They should put this in the law.
Problem solved.
Well, two birds and one stone. Georgia governor is going to veto an anti-gay bill after Hollywood backlash. Say that again.
What a hero this guy is.
Hey, you know, sometimes you have to do the right thing because it's what the people who give you money want.
Corporations are people too, so
yes they are.
I'm so cynical at this point. I'm just like, I'll take it, you know. Just, you weren't gonna do the right thing. We all know it. I like that he put it out like, all right, guys, I'm only doing this because of the money. All right, I'm gonna be honest with you, I hate these gay people as much as you guys do.
I love money.
Love money. Money,
right. And y'all not going to make up the difference that we're about to lose.
You know what I like? Movies. Mm-hmm. Other than Batman, Superman. Following Disney, Marvel, and AMC's stance on the potential approval of a religious liberty bill that opens the door to discrimination against the LGBT community in the state of Georgia, Governor Nathan Deal has announced plans to veto House Bill 757.
Phew.
I do not think that we have to discriminate against anyone to protect faith-based community in Georgia, the governor said in a speech today via Deadline. Georgia is a welcoming state, he added, saying the bill doesn't reflect the character of the state or the character of its people. In the event it was approved, House Bill 757 would have allowed faith-based organizations to deny service to customers and potential employees who conflicted with their religious beliefs, as well as allowing officials to refuse overseeing same-sex marriages. Disney and Marvel responded by threatening to no longer film in Georgia following their work on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Which is now in production. Marvel has invested considerable amount of money in the state, having recently shot both Captain America Civil War and Ant-Man, the latter of which reportedly spent over $100 million in the territory.
Right. And the thing is, here in North Carolina, a lot of businesses actually wrote an open letter to our governor saying, hey, dog, we make movies here. We got businesses here. We're considering moving shit here, you know, because PayPal is in the process of opening up a facility here in North Carolina. And they were like, hey, doll, we might reconsider moving and spending our money here because we have employees that actually might fit into some of your categories. And it's going to be hard to get them to relocate to your state if they feel like they're being discriminated against.
Yeah. So I like it that even if it's just him saving his own ass, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah, I guess it's the end game that's important.
Yeah, I'm just cynical. Fuck it, I'll take it. I'm only doing this because I have to. Okay, man, just fucking veto the shit and we can all go back home. All right, going to church to hate these gay people. All right, man. let's see what else happened. There was an armed hate group
that
in America.
Is it America? Come on.
You sure?
Hear me out. Sure? I know this sounds like April Fool's, but I promise you that was 2 days ago. there's an armed hate group that met at a Texas mosque that didn't realize that apparently not all Muslims are the same. Because it was like the traditionally American black, like African American mosque, like Malcolm X type Muslims.
Walked up on those Muslims, not the other Muslims,
right? Or as they would call it, the wrong kind of Muslims, because these African American Muslims came out with some guns.
Oh wow.
Yeah. It was like, oh, we believe in bearing arms too,
right?
What a coincidence.
Our God's into it also.
Yeah, I would love to have talk with you.
We got permits too, dog.
Yeah, they planned a armed protest at an African-American mosque in Texas, which didn't go as planned. The group, the Bureau of American Islamic Relations, or BAIR, was has made it a habit in the past to show up at mosques with firearms to intimidate worshipers. In November, armed protesters stalked Muslims in Irving. In December, they again stalked Muslims in the Islamic Association of Northern Texas. But on Saturday, the group that makes a show of carrying guns while they surround places of worship was met in kind at a Nation of Islam mosque in South Dallas. This is an armed defense maneuver, making sure that our communities are safe and secure from any insurgents coming in, Crystal Muhammad of the New Black Panther Party told Fox 4 last week. Muhammad was armed with a large shotgun. We won't allow anybody to come in and try to intimidate our brothers and sisters. The Southern Poverty Law Center also lists the New Black Panther Party as a hate group. Good, meet hate with hate. That's what I like to see. Batman versus Superman.
Right.
On Saturday, the bear showed up and was outnumbered by members of the Black self-defense groups. The Nation of Islam was joined by the Panthers and the Huey P. Newton Gun Club in its defense of the mosque. We will not allow them to come to South Dallas with arms and intimidate our people. Yefu Balogun said, dang, he got gun in his last name. He took that shit serious.
He ain't the one to fuck with.
Yeah, because you know you get to like pick your name when you just want to, like when you just start over as a Muslim, you get ready to get rid of your slave name. He was like, give me one with gun in it. I wonder if it's like picking out a cell phone number, you know how they give you options. Like, well, you want to be like Muhammad? No, nah, man, give me that one with gun right there. That's me now. So yeah, he said, we're taking a defensive posture, but we're not threatening anyone. It's a people's victory here in South Dallas today, he said after the protesters left without incident.
You don't say. You don't say. So they didn't hang around whole service. Yeah. They, what word? They ain't do that while y'all inside praying. They opted to leave once they got met with guns, right?
I do picture someone turn around and be like, you didn't say they'd have guns.
Right.
Dude, we were supposed, no, I'm not getting out the car.
I bet you that's what happened. I bet you they rolled up and it was like, nah, go ahead and turn this truck around.
I'll tell you what, we'll just drive by really slowly and say we protested.
Right.
We'll just yell out the window or something like, go back home. All right, let's go. Get the fuck out of here. But
Red,
yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah.
The door's opening.
they're coming out.
I had a question. Did you hear somebody yelling? I didn't hear them too. They was beating away.
Right. You guys have a religion of hating and just clack, 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 like you hear the guns clock. Man, we gotta go. We gotta go.
They was already with their pretty signs of hate they made up and shit. And they didn't even get to use it.
But yeah.
Paul, Bureau of American Islamic Relations, too.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That might be the most offensive thing about this. Like, yeah,
that, you know what?
Biggest
ability to name things the opposite of what they are is so amazing, right?
These anti-gay bills, too, are like the bill to protect families.
Yeah.
The private business is great bill. Like,
yeah, no, obviously there are no gay people in families. We've established this. So we're protecting the family by keeping them out. What?
Yeah, the name of the bill is called No Gays Left Behind, but this little bill doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because when we kill them, they won't be left behind. That's you gotta look at it. This is the Religious Freedom to Kill Gay People Act. What is so bad about this?
Well, when you put it that way, when I hear religious and freedom, I'm on board automatically without giving a second thought to what is in the actual bill.
Count me in.
Oh, man. I'm so glad I'm alive at this time because I feel like it had to be worse before, you know?
It must have been, right? It seems like it.
Yeah. But. Like, it feels like, oh, it's never been worse, but I know, like, it had to have been worse. Like, I really do. Like, if I could be born 20 years from now, I'd pick that time, you know, like,
really. I feel like that might be too close to when the apocalypse happens.
Well,
you
know? Well, no, apocalypse is happening this year. X-Men are fighting him and it's probably gonna be terrible. So yeah, anyway, they showed up and they had guns, so
they weren't ready.
Yeah, they did not like that shit at all. Guys,
they Quran away.
Yes, they did.
That's why we have Danny here, man. To join me in my horrible puns. there's gonna be condom free male birth control possibly in 2 years.
All right.
That's all right. It's time for us to be able to pour that Bisquick in some ladies and not have babies, man.
You know what? I like this. I'm going to tell you why I like this. So now, women, you can have a talk with your men. Are you on birth control? Mm-hmm. Like instead of it all being our responsibility to have a birth control, you'd be like, dog, are you on birth control, dog?
I think this means I can finally live my dream of trapping Oprah. You know? No, baby, I'm on birth control. It's cool. I took my pill and then, you know, just get her pregnant.
Yes.
That's what
I could be Oprah Jr.'s dad.
You know, I would love to be Oprah Jr.'s child support receiver.
You know what? I think a lot of people would. Men and female. And
oh yeah.
Yeah, well of course, but you know, I have the sperm if she has the baby, you know. I just got to fool into thinking I'm on birth control. That's all.
I have a question. I wonder, will men start having hormonal imbalance? You know, will it affect their skin?
What are the side effects?
Yeah, would a hair fall off?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Karen. I don't know if you know this, but as men, we will not get any of the side effects you guys had. We don't get our medicine till it's 100% side effect free.
You know what? Yeah, that's true. Cause they will put our shit out on the market. They put all kind of birth control out on the market. But like, did you know it set women on fire? No, y'all didn't tell us this shit. Well, we got sued by 8 women because they spontaneously combusted doing sex. We need to take this shit off the market. Why didn't y'all tell people? We don't know. We figured out if it's 98% chance that she didn't get pregnant and 2% that she caught on fire. Fuck it. What's the chances? They women. Who cares?
Yeah, male, like, just as a, like, concept, male birth control is, like, 50 years behind. Cause they were like, this one makes people a little hungry. So we're going to have to take this one off the market. I'm sorry.
Yes. They're like 1% of male had one hair follicle fall off. Yeah. So nope.
Not until we get it perfect.
Hair is precious.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we do have this Rogaine thing, and if pregnant women touch it, they die. But other than other than that, that is a perfectly safe product. Just do not put it around children and women. But yeah, so we got male birth control. It's gonna be called Vassal Gel.
Oh, that's not even a cool name.
That's a pretty sexy name,
right?
Vassal Gel.
Can't wait to see these ads.
Vassal Gel on me.
Right.
That sounds like some lube.
I feel like the ad is gonna be dudes that did have kids and then the other guy taking Vassal Gel, you know?
What if it kills the kids they already have? What if it like their existing kids and that's how it's birth control?
Oh, the side effects can be that. That's fine. That's like if the side effect could literally be like it will give women cancer if you have sex with them. and it'll be on the market.
Yeah. Well, men wouldn't
care. It's a cum in them though, right?
Yeah, right.
At least once before they die of cancer?
Right. The birth control actually works by killing the woman that you're having sex with. Works for me, buddy. High five.
You would fucking, they'd break their necks with the whiplash they get turned around to legalize all forms of
shit. They would find some black market shit.
Yeah, oh, it'll be protected under Obamacare, I'm sure. They won't fight this one. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They'll fight that birth control for women, but guys, you're fine.
No, like Obamacare is cool if it can include this. And after we have sex with them, yes. We'll let Obamacare exist now.
It will be 100% covered. Pledges. You only have to do a copay. You just walk in, tell them which version you want, and you got it.
It's developed by a U.S.-based not-for-profit company called Parsimus Foundation. Vassal Gel works by blocking the tube sperm travels down the vas deferens with a flexible, spongy hydrogel material. That means all the important fluids can still get through, but larger objects like sperm can't, which prevents pregnancy.
All the important fluids like piss, because ain't them known two things are supposed to come out of that hole?
Blood? Yeah, those are pretty much, I mean, ejaculate and that, I mean, you know.
But you guys don't shit out of your, well, I guess. but you don't shit out of your...
Not anymore. Nah, you know, I personally am with my LGBT brethren, okay. on this. I'm no longer using bathrooms.
Okay, that's good.
For
okay.
solidarity. Yeah.
So weird now, huh?
I mean, it gets weird down there, you know? Well, the other thing, too, is that this is a literal cock blocker. in that it takes up room in your dick and it keeps the sperm from coming out. This says injecting it into the vas deferens. You gotta inject it into your dick.
Uh-oh.
It's pretty quick and easy, and the latest animal trials suggest that the contraceptive is longer lasting than developers have been expecting. So it sounds like you have to keep re-upping.
No shit.
And you have to inject it into the dick.
Yeah,
like, I still would be okay with that.
You know, because it's funny though, because it's one of those things where, when it comes to birth control has tons of side effects and affect us in all types of ways. But dudes are like, oh, you gotta touch my dick, and you're like, word dog, word. You know, I I'm popping a pill that could cause me cancer. You can't smoke, you can't drink. You know,
I remember
causing my hair to fall out, and you're like. Don't touch me.
Remember
it's
when
the dick touching? It's the dick injection. It's the dick going in.
I remember when there was one. It didn't pass, I guess. But the way they were gonna do it was like using a needle to inject your balls with this stuff. And I remember everybody being like, "That will never fucking work. No dude's gonna ever get it." You know?
Yeah, but certain. Well, I guess it's a little different because it's not your balls, but certain birth control pills, you actually have to take a shot in your ass.
Yeah.
So I guess from being a woman, I'm going pussies. You know, it's like.
Well, also you have UIDs or IUDs that.
Right. Where they actually have to insert.
Right. Oh, I'm not even saying that like, oh, it's women would not get it as bad as us. I'm saying this is the difference between men and women. Men are, we have so much privilege. You can just be like, oh no, I'll wait till they get something else. Like, I'm just, right. I'm not doing that. I would rather have the unplanned pregnancies, the 85 million unplanned pregnancies every year. I'd rather have one of those, be involved in a couple of those, than, someone touch my balls.
Right. Because I can guarantee you, if dudes had to go full time with children, they would be sure it would be pain free. They would take something and like a sticker. With let's say Batman, Superman, your favorite superhero, and smack it on the back of your ass and insert the medicine into you. Like, if men could get pregnant, believe you me, that shit would change.
If it was Zack Snyder's Batman, Superman, it would cut your dick off. And then it would be like, haha, isn't that funny? You don't have a dick anymore. I'm so edgy.
See how we're changing things up? Just change things up. Now you don't have a dick.
You're the real nerd.
All right. You know what? If dudes on birth control pill, that shit would be so good. It would be like it would have it forever. You probably use it forever. Or you could have one, you know, 5 to 10 years, you know, if you choose. Mm-hmm. Men would have a lot more options.
Speaking of men having options, a man stabbed himself to death at a Target store.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's happening in Target? I mean,
slashing prices.
They had an Elliott Smith CD.
He stabbed himself to death inside a Target store. He walked into Target and about 11 a.m. he opened up a package in the kitchen section, took out a knife, and stabbed himself in the torso.
Oh, man.
Listen, Kilgrave told him to do that one.
Right. Kilgrave's back.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. No. Oh, God. Oh, we know what season two is going to be.
Oh. did he get confused with the big dot? We're going, oh, that's the Target. I got to get in there and stab myself.
I don't know. I think he's just, I think he's just trying to take a stab at something different, Karen. The store remained open for about 2 hours after the incident. What?
What? Oh, that was like, fuck that. I got to continue shopping. I don't care shit about you killing yourself. These pieces is buy one, get one free.
Did they just like rope off that aisle and just let people
clean up on the knife aisle?
Be like, yeah. Whoops, pick up that kid. He just slipped in that blood.
Crime scene on aisle 6, guys. Crime scene on aisle 6. So yeah, shoppers continue to walk in the front door past the ambulances and other emergency vehicles parked out front. Many of them were unaware of what had just happened. It's kind of scary, but it gives you the impression they don't want to lose making money, said Target shopper Brenda Murrell, whose very concept for the grasp of the obvious is amazing. Because if you know somebody's dead, a lot of times people won't come.
No, that's true.
Brenda's getting to the heart of the matter, dude.
Right.
Just as with houses, if someone died inside of it, people aren't going to want to buy it.
I need Brenda to get a podcast, man.
That's true.
I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where people go, oh, they might have had an asthma attack. You know, because sometimes other small...
With a knife?
Not with a knife. But for the people that are walking in and you just see ambulance and stuff on the outside, like you may assume it's emergency, but you go, well, if they're not evacuating a building, whatever it is, not trying funny must not be that important. Like for the people coming in versus them like everybody get the fuck out.
The only thing I took from that sentence is I think you said ambulance and not ambulance. Every day you learn something new, man.
Someone calling ambulance.
Yeah,
that's why
he died.
To get an
that's why he died. They called the wrong people.
Right, Karen, you start saying business, I'm gonna have to turn you into the police over this.
You sure?
The grammar police. A Target Corporation spokesperson said the company is working closely with law enforcement on the incident and said, at Target, the safety and security of our guests and team members is a top priority. 2 hours after everything.
What the fuck? How can you even say that? Donald Trump now? You just lie? not that important to you. That your top priority.
Like, as far as they knew, like, some person could have walked right in the store and stabbed that dude to death.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, man.
Crazy.
Checkout is at aisle 7 is open. If you want to step over, mind the body. There are some good silverware over there.
Wow. Our knives clearly are top notch.
These are slightly used, gently used knives. But we are having an open box sale. So if you guys would like, it's missing a knife. But the other knives are definitely half off.
Well, I have a question. Who was you said it took them 2 hours. Who was the people to finally course the last people out the door? Could you be like, ma'am, you.
I know exactly what happened. I know exactly what happened. There was some black dude who was like, I'm not cleaning this shit up. And that's how they had to close the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody like, man, come. No. I'm not fucking doing it, man.
I cleaned the nasty, shitty ass bathrooms. I will not clean this bullshit up. Y'all better call the police.
For $7.25 an hour? I already got warrants. Right. Fuck that. Once it was determined there was no danger to guests and team members, we sectioned off the entire area to allow the police to investigate. Following that investigation, we did close the store. The store remains closed. We anticipate reopening soon. We appreciate the support of local law enforcement, and our thoughts are with anyone who may have been impacted.
Yeah, so dollars that had to leave because the government forced us to close our door. Not that we wanted to. Because believe you me, if they could have just put like a little X-Men box around him to, you know, block out people's views, they would have and allowed everybody to continue to shop.
Yeah. Sounds like the thing they were most upset about cutting was hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into some fucking with black people, guys. All right. We play a couple games here on this show. And one of these games is fucking with black people, where we read articles from all over the globe and we assign point scores from 0 to 100. In intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with as black people. Let me find my music. Where's my theme music? Mm-hmm. Oh, it has been moved. All right.
I didn't mess with it.
I know.
You fucking with a black person?
Yeah, I mean, I personally.
Moving is
I personally have fucked with several black people, but
like, do you get yourself 100?
Yeah, I don't even know where this thing went. Where is it at? Oh, is that at the top of the screen? Is that what the thing is? No, it's just in different order. All right, well, fuck it. We'll just play the game. I'll have to look at this later. Shout out to Spotify for moving my shit. Here is one. Wendy Bell is a journalist, a news person. She got fired from her job over her controversial Facebook post. She's an award-winning journalist with WTAE-TV. She worked there for 18 years. She was fired Wednesday for comments she made on her Facebook page. A statement from Hearst Television, the station's parent company, said WTAE has ended its relationship with anchor Wendy Bell. Wendy's recent comments on WTAE Facebook page were inconsistent with the company's ethics and journalistic standards.
Okay.
Now, news of her firing, of course, drew hundreds of online posts, because that's what we do now. within the first half hour, with some people saying they would be switching to another station. Y'all getting rid of somebody that says some racist shit? Mm-mm. That's straw, WTAE. Ah! I'll be watching WBCT now.
We're all the racist anchors have yeah, safe right. space.
Yeah, aren't you like, wouldn't you be insulted as a news channel if they decided you were the news, like, yeah. I guess my racism from 7 now.
Yes, even my weather is racist. What?
It's gonna be hot outside, so watch out for roving packs of black people, guys. Come on. You know what they do. It's gonna be wetter than Mexicans backs, guys, and it'll be coming up this weekend on Stormfront. Speaking of Stormfront, go to the website. All right, guys. So yeah.
So Bill and Roof came that's where he found his calling.
Yep, there you go, guys. Just helping you out, just helping out there. White power. Let's go back to you, Jim. So apparently, Miss Bell did not return phone calls for comment.
You don't say.
Well, she wasn't on Facebook. That's where she gets
off. Yes, those aren't the kind of comments she likes. But she told the Associated Press that she didn't get a fair shake from the station, and that the story was not about her, but about African Americans being killed by other African Americans. What about black on black crime?
Yeah. That's number one on the poll. If you playing bingo, you might have won.
Damn. I love that, man. What a get out of jail free card that is.
I think all lives matter.
It's right next to all lives matter. What about black on black crime though?
Yeah, that's on the board too, Danny. All lives matter.
Hey. I feel like there in America, there's an interracial relationship right now where some dude like cheats on a black woman, and then she's like, "I found these numbers in your pocket and these pictures on your phone. What the fuck?" And he just goes, "What about black on black crime though?" Why didn't you take out the trash last night? Black on black crime? Damn.
Haven't you heard?
You're right. There's more important things to worry about. It makes me sick, she told the Associated Press when she reached at her home on Wednesday. What matters is what's going on in America, and it's the death of black people in this country. I live next to 3 war-torn communities in the city of Pittsburgh that I love dearly. My stories, they struck a nerve. They touch people, but it's not enough. More needs to be done. The problem needs to be addressed. She did air a public apology on the station last week, which seems to go against her recent comments. That's, I'm sorry that my employers are making me do this.
Yeah, that's what
I was saying. Yeah, she was sorry on the air, and then she got fired anyway.
I have a question. So she came on their Facebook page and did this after article had went out.
After a mass shooting March 9th in Wilkinsburg, in which police still made no arrests, Miss Bell wrote in part, "You needn't be a criminal profiler to draw a mental sketch of the killers who broke so many hearts 2 weeks ago, Wednesday. They are young black men, likely in their teens or early 20s. They have multiple siblings from multiple fathers, and their mothers work multiple jobs."
What?
She then wrote about a young African-American man, this one a worker she saw in Southside Work Restaurant. She said she called over the manager and praised the man, adding, "I wonder how long it had been since someone told him he was special."
She thought this was okay.
She's remaking The Help right now. She's
her own version.
Black people she could see.
She then taught him to play football, and he starred in a Disney movie.
There was violins the whole time she was going through the scene.
Mm-hmm. Since originally posted on Facebook, Miss Bell edited the statement and eventually removed it. It created an online stir with parodies on sites such as VerySmartBrothers.com and thousands of comments for and against the longtime newswoman on such sites as Reddit. Many of the readers posting comments on the PostGazette.com story about the firing Wednesday said they would be switching stations to express the outrage at WTAE's actions. She later apologized for her Facebook post. In part, the apology read, "I now understand some of those words that I chose were insensitive and could be viewed as racist. I regret offending anyone. I'm truly sorry."
I don't believe you.
Could
be viewed as racist.
Yeah. I wish somebody would tell me I'm special as a waiter because I'm black. What kind of shit is this?
She's so proud of herself too. She's like, I am such a good person.
Yes, but telling those others that they're special. Right.
Oh, I feel like she said that while holding her coffee mug with two hands, you know? This latte is so good. Can you tell Lester that he really did a good job and I'm proud of him?
Her heart grew 3 sizes that day.
So 0 to 100, Karen. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, she get 100.
100 for you, Karen. What about you, Danny?
Is it 101? I'll say
you get 101.
I really don't want to be viewed as racist.
I'm gonna say I only see it as a 50 because she did get fired. Like, I think the article was really saying she got fired. She was fucked up. So I'm gonna go with 50 for this because they did get rid of her.
I'm giving it her 100 because you had people who was mad that she was racist and she left.
Yeah, I'm giving 25 for her original comment. Here's my math: 100 for her original comments, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I gotta take away like 75 because she apologized. That's 25. Then she got fired. That's like another like 50 off. But then I added 25 for the fact that she kind of withdrew her apology when she said she didn't get a quote unquote fair shake.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, because of the commenters who are like, I'm switching stations. So that's how I got the 50 on my 50 math.
Yeah. And I think for me, the reason why I'm going to give it 100, because I guarantee you this is going to die down and she's going to take her happy smiling award winning ass to WSOC TV in the next few months and be over there. And her, all those people going to view her there.
Oh, she has like a segment every week on Black on Black Crime now.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't want her to like make commentary. I just want her to report on it and then look at the camera and go, see? And then just say, go back to you, Jim.
I know. Look at the camera and be like.
Like a knowing glance of just like.
How you decide.
Yeah. I'll
bump her down to 99 because she called that one guy special. That was nice.
Yeah, that was, you know. Yeah. You know, I appreciate it. Sometimes I just want a compliment for being black and competent at my job. That's cool. You know, I didn't think you people would be good at this.
Nope.
But
the color of my skin makes me the arbiter of all things good and right and normal. I'm going to go ahead and give you this one, buddy.
Yeah, good job. You know what? I don't want to tip. I'm going to go ahead and tip you. I normally don't do this for your kind. All right, let's see. How about... Well, we already talked about her. Oh, 2 black women were kicked out of a bar for being black.
You don't say.
Now, what the people that kicked them out of the bar did not know is that they're both ACLU lawyers.
Oh, they picked the wrong 2 then. Oh, so they didn't have their badges on to let you know that these 2 ain't the 2 to fuck with. Now, if y'all got the regular Negroes, y'all wouldn't have no problems.
I kind of feel bad for whoever manages that bar seeing the news the next day.
Right. They was like,
oh, shit, we kicked out the wrong black people.
Right. They was like, fuck, you didn't know they were educated. What the hell is wrong with you?
You guys have got to start asking questions before you kick them out.
Didn't you give them that citizen test that they give people who want to become citizens? Didn't you ask them who our 33rd president was?
Come on, man.
Did you ask them? Could they read and write? What's wrong with you? Right.
So, ladies, neither here nor there. What do you guys do for a living?
Right. That's what you better start asking.
I'm a lawyer. Come on in. Come on in. Have a seat. Can't wait to serve you. Well, I'll be coming in, too. I am a janitor. Oh, you can get the fuck out.
How is your law degree?
But like, unless you're applying for a job, buddy, you better beat it.
Aubrey Connor and Novella Coleman set out for a night of karaoke at a diver bar in Fresno, California earlier this month and were shocked when they were asked to leave, they say, for being black. Connor, 28, told me in a phone interview that she's new to Fresno and that, oh, by the way, this is how crazy racism is. So I posted this story on Facebook and like Twitter, because you know I'll share stuff that I'm reading and be like, oh, we might talk about this on the show. So many black people were like, yep, Fresno.
Oh, really?
Oh, they must be known for that or something.
I feel like everywhere in America is like that, but it's just weird that it's like
certain areas.
Like there were nicknames for it, like Fres, and then the No was in like capital. Like,
oh shit.
Like Fres, no niggas allowed. Okay. Don't come up in here. They don't play that. And you know, Cali pretty much has a very liberal sounding, like, mm-hmm. reputation throughout America. And it's like, even black people are like, not really.
Yeah, we're just like everywhere else, and yeah. It's funny how we try to pin racism on the white people in the South when really it happens all across the country.
Yeah, well, you can't be karaoke up there at the Brig. so yeah, the place is called the Brig. The Brig, B-R-I-G.
It's called the Donald Trump rally.
Yeah, they were tomorrow. They're hosting Trump, and but the night before they were hosting karaoke. So Coleman, 33, and another colleague signed up to sing the TLC song at the Brig.
Oh, they was like, this ain't country, what's happening here?
They shouldn't have been chasing those waterfalls, Karen. Should have stuck to the mountains and the streams that they're used to.
No, what is this goddamn no scrubs? No scrubs what?
Or is it rivers and streams? Don't write me, guys. and soon realized that while those who had apparently signed up after them were performing, their group had yet to be called.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. According to Connor, when they asked staff what was going on, we were told we hadn't purchased enough drinks.
Oh, God.
When she and her friends explained that members of the group had indeed purchased drinks, the staff got aggressive. One employee shouted at us and said, we need to buy more. Another one threw his hands up and started body bumping me in an effort to physically force her out of the bar.
Holy shit.
When Connor asked the male employee not to touch her, he called the police. Connor and Coleman are well-versed in discrimination, both the staff attorneys for the American Civil Liberties Union, and share their experiences on the ACLU website. They wrote in detail about what happened at the confrontation. An off-duty server came over to try to soothe things over. we explained that we'd been removed from the karaoke list before we were told that what the rule was. We explained that several other people in the bar didn't have any drinks in their hands. She said the rule was just about business, showed no interest in enforcing it against anyone else. Instead, she tried to convince us to leave. We pointed out that the bar staff was only using the rule against us, and we seemed to be the only two black people in the bar. Connor said that when the police arrived, a number of apparently white bargoers told the officers that they had tried to purchase drinks for Connor and Coleman to ameliorate the situation, but were refused. Connor told me that some of the patrons even told the police they had never heard of this rule and it didn't exist.
Right.
See, that's the other thing that a lot of racist, like, establishments don't ever plan on. Is white people that ain't racist just being like, nah, we bought them drink. We was trying to get them on stage too. We want to see them sing some TLC. And then right. They're just like, shut the fuck up. We are doing this for us.
Got a plan.
Stick to the goddamn plan. But we don't have a problem. We want to sing it too. Shut the fuck up.
All right. We're liberals. Not in here, you ain't.
Right. Being a black woman in America, I've definitely experienced racism and microaggressions, she said, adding, but I've never ever been to the South, being kicked out of an establishment. She said, I've never even been from the South, being kicked out of an establishment because people were refusing to serve me because of my race. She added that she felt demeaned by the incident. It was embarrassing and humiliating and shocking that in 2016, that there were people who felt that it was okay to discriminate against us because of the color of our skin. It was just shocking and sad situation. Sounds like they fucked up.
Because they're gonna have a lawsuit and they're gonna have people with a lot of money coming after them.
Now the bar manager Heidi Wilson said the claims are absolutely false. She says it's not a racial thing whatsoever.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Heidi says it's not a racial thing whatsoever. That is, Heidi is the whitest name I've ever heard in my life, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's not a racial thing whatsoever. That is 100% false. It's because they were loitering and didn't purchase anything. Wilson continued, adding, they refused to leave and the police were on our side and escorted them out. I'm sorry. Saying the police are on our side against black people is like almost, that's almost worse than, that's almost, it's like confirming the racism. Look, the police showed up and they definitely agreed that the black people were the problem. So I don't understand why any unbiased observer would think something happened.
the completely neutral police who look at every situation with an uncritical eye and then make their informed decision happen to be on our side on this one.
I don't understand.
So
why America won't accept the truth?
I have a question. So their tab, which is in your computer system, which they probably got receipts for, which you cost, you believe
well,
you
see,
they paid before they left. You wouldn't allow them to leave without paying for their
Well, insurance. That's the thing though, Karen. Did they allow them? Because if they kicked them out before they could pay their tab, then they could be like, we didn't, they ever bought any drinks. You see what I'm saying? Like, no money exchange hands if you just kick the person out or call the police before they can, like, pay their tab and leave. Then they can just lie and be like, you guys didn't even get anything, you know? But she says, might I say that we have so much different culture in here and we absolutely love it. Everybody has such a wonderful time, said the white woman. Connor says she and Coleman
had a wonderful time.
Ask any white patron in here, okay? We have all the cultures, okay? We have German.
It's like it's a fucking small world after all in our bar.
We got Italian culture. We got Russian culture.
Irish. We got,
we got a little bit of Jew in here.
Yeah, I think we got some Belgian people in here.
Californian.
That guy looks a little, hey, talk to that guy. He looks a little dark. Let's see.
No bullshitting in here. It's fine.
Yeah. What song did he want to sing? Cause he can't get up. Connor says she and Coleman have not ruled out the possibility of taking legal action against the bar. In their ACLU blog post, they pointed out specific ways in which the brig may have been acting illegally.
Cause they know the law. So right. Yeah, they might not get you for racism, but they gonna get you for some other shit.
Right. When a blogger starts like quoting
the
Supreme Court decisions and shit, it's like,
you in trouble.
That's not who we, you know, we shouldn't have kicked them out.
Right. I hope they got lawyers because even if they don't, for the fact that they were threatened, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. I wonder if they knew right away that they were picking on the wrong people. If they were just like, ladies, we have to ask you to leave. Well, since the 1964 U.S. Supreme Court decision. Okay. First of all, in Smith versus the Board of Education. Like, oh,
that
God.
Started coming out.
Oh, yep. God. Oh, God.
Look at her phone. She just said all those words.
Yeah. Guys, I'm gonna have to call the police. I don't know what to do now.
She's quoting facts. She's quoting facts. I wouldn't have read it.
Right. So, yeah. Anyway, Karen, 0 to 100.
Oh, everybody get 100.
Everybody gets 100. What about you, Danny?
I mean, I feel like I blew my load given the last one, a 99, but yeah. Got to 100 for this one. That last one seems a lot less bad. It's still bad, but this is a lot worse than that last one, it seems.
Yes.
I'm going to say 100, but it definitely depends on what TLC song they wanted to sing. You know, like, I'm really tired of Waterfalls, if we're going to be honest, guys. But if they were singing Creep or Ain't Too Proud to Beg, all right, I'm back. You know,
back in.
Yeah, so we'll put it up for advisement right now and put a pin in that.
You have a right to change your answer.
Just in case, you know, I don't want to get boxed in here, you know.
Yeah.
If I find out they were trying to sing Red Light Special, sorry, ladies, you got to go.
Well, they already did go, so I guess.
Yeah, oh, that's yeah, true. Anyway. Yeah. I like when they kicked them out there, just like, guys, what about Black on Black Crime? All right, let's play Guess the Race. I really hate that we don't have the show tunes anymore. Oh my God, what are we gonna do?
I don't know. They're somewhere. They didn't disappear.
I don't know. I'm not singing an acapella though. I might get kicked out this bar. So now it's time to play a game we call Guess the Race, where we read news articles from all over the globe, and we ask our contestant today, Danny Hatch from That's the Show with Danny and Keith and the Girl, to guess the race. And the chat room plays along, and the chat room is racist.
Yes,
all right,
are,
guys.
Danny.
In our first story, coming straight out of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Florida.
What the fucking name? Ice Cube.
Black.
That was too easy.
Apparently, a bullet lodges in a Florida man's testicles after his wife shoots him. Mm. Oh. It's one way to do birth control.
Oh, yeah.
A bullet lodged in a Brevard man's Brevard County man's testicles after he was shot by his 60-year-old wife in an argument over an affair.
Mm. Yep. I'm gonna say, is it Is there more? Or?
Yeah, there's plenty more. I'm gonna finish reading it, but I mean, you can guess whenever you're ready.
No, I want all the info.
Okay. Victoria Reed was arrested Wednesday on charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, domestic violence, and aggravated assault domestic violence. According to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, Reed had a gun and confronted her husband of 16 years to discuss his affair. Reed demanded that her husband sit on the couch and told him that she was going to maim him and give him post-traumatic stress disorder, which she said she also suffers from. She's like, I'm going to give you PTSD. Like, I got it.
Like, not even you might get PTSD from what I do to you. I'm going to set out to give you PTSD.
Right. Oh, you're going to catch it.
I'm going to show you how I got it.
You're going to catch it like the flu.
Maybe she meant PTS dick.
Right.
Reed taunted her husband and threatened to shoot him in the face and chest and kill him. Reed shot her husband in his left knee. But then the bullet traveled up his thigh and lodged into his testicles. Oh, that can happen?
Oh, shit. What did he do? Hit a bloodstream? He hit it. The blood was like, hey, we got you, dog.
Yeah.
Took a one-way trip.
She shot him in the... Stop complaining. I just shot you in the knee. My dick!
No.
I'm dying. That, kill me. Kill me!
That bullet caught the A-train. the D-train. Sorry, the D-train.
The man's condition is not known. Reed was arrested in Rockledge and was taken to jail. Guess the race of Victoria Reed.
Yeah, I'm going to go white. I'm going to go like Florida meth white.
All right, Florida meth white. Let's check what the chat room believes here. PTSD's nuts white.
Oh.
LOL white. Magic bullet traveling from the knee to the dick. That is some impossible white woman-ish. Well, the correct answer is, and it appears everyone involved in the situation got it correct.
Yeah.
She was a white woman.
Woo! White on white crime. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what race he was, but.
I can't imagine interracial marriage is so huge.
Yeah, in Florida. It does feel like a safe bet that she was that was definitely a white woman. And a white dude. Let me put her picture in the chat so you guys can see it. Oh, and of course, let me give you guys your applause for getting it correct. Why didn't that work? All right, here we go. There's the picture so you can see what a ball shooting lady looks like. Boom.
Yep.
Hot piece right there. And here's your applause.
All right.
good job. And let's go to the next one. All right, guys. Who else is acting crazy today? How about this one? Oh, this is scary as fuck.
Uh-oh.
All right. So.
White.
Police have got the suspect who robbed and raped men in Detroit, and he met the victims online through a dating app called Jacked.
Jacked?
Yeah, so I guess you go to, it's J-A-C-K apostrophe D. Mm-hmm. So I guess you go to get hookups and shit. Okay. And then this guy was hooking up with people, robbing them and raping them.
Oh no, that's not the purpose of the site. It's not called the rape app.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this.
Because there's a site for it, I'm sure. But is this not this app?
Okay.
They should sue that app.
Yes.
I mean, technically, he robbed them, so they did get jacked. But I don't think... I don't think anyone was signing up for this shit.
No.
Yeah, they have a man in custody. What if that's his defense? It says,
come on, I'm just doing what I'm signing up for.
I jacked off inside of their bodies without their permission, and then I jacked their stuff.
Right. I don't understand. Really? Guys, I'm going to jail for this? Okay. Wow.
I would just watch directions of the app.
You guys really need to clarify what you're doing here. Yeah, he's in custody, believed to be responsible for a crime spree involving sexual assault and the robbery of three men who he met on a dating site. Elazar Withers, 28. Elazar. That sounds like a wizard or something. He's facing charges after, investigators say he carjacked his first victim. Well, there you go. His first victim, then met up with two other victims in the hours following, allegedly robbing and sexually assaulting both men. Sergeant Marvin Jones says Withers connected with his victims through his dating website for those in the gay lesbian community called Jacked. It looks like this guy went on the website, was reviewing the website to see who was out there. He wants to go on dates, and then he set them up to rob them and sexually assault them. Police say the crime spree started around 1:45 a.m. last Friday, where he arranged to meet his first victim. He was utilizing communications to solicit males on the website. He went on there, they answered the ad, and they would meet up. The men apparently made plans to meet near Mile Road. Well, I just know about that from the movie.
Yeah.
I just, nothing good happens there. Mm-mm. I stayed in Detroit one time. I stayed off of like 9 Mile, and it was just shitty. So, I don't know.
Once 1 mile don't make a difference.
I wouldn't have met anybody there is what I'm saying. So yeah, on the east side, when the 37-year-old victim arrived, he allegedly held him at gunpoint, demanding he get out of the car, hand over his keys. The victim complied and ran from the scene on foot as Withers drove away. The man sought help nearby and reported the incident to police. The vehicle was later recovered in the area of up the street. About 2 hours later, Withers apparently, damn, he did this in one night. He met up with a 30-year-old man near the Dunkin' Donuts and forced him into the vehicle. A dark gray Nissan Altima. So he just stole the other guy's car just cause.
Holy shit.
Cause he already had another car. He then drove to the
cars have like GPS in them nowadays.
Maybe that's why he dropped it off. I don't know. He then drove to a neighborhood alongside these other two streets I don't know about, where the victim was allegedly robbed and sexually assaulted. After being forced out of the vehicle, the victim went back to 8 Mile Road, where he flagged down police and reported the incident. Nearly 4 hours later.
Well, goddamn, he was on a spree.
A sandwich, I guess.
Right, that's a weird amount of time to like
right
do crime and then do crime again.
Yeah. Withers connected with a 20
so he took his 15-minute break.
Yeah, had to recuperate, got to rehydrate. Withers connected with a 24-year-old man, and the man got into the vehicle, and Withers and then drove into the area of Hayes and Glenwood streets, where the victim was allegedly robbed and sexually assaulted. By the way, if you're meeting up to have sex, clearly he's just into rape.
Right.
Cause he doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, clearly he's like, no, I like taking it. I don't like consensual sex. I know we're meeting up for consensual sex, but that ain't my thing, dog. I need to take from you. The victim was forced out of the vehicle after the attack and reported it to police. He was located, Monday afternoon during a traffic stop in the area, and was arrested without incident on an outstanding traffic warrant.
So that's what got him.
That is random as fuck.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that dude would still be free. See, that might be why he was attacking gay people, because he knew the police wouldn't do shit.
Right,
you know what I mean? You know, like how people kill prostitutes and shit, they just like, police ain't gonna do shit.
Right, then they go, men, nobody believes men get raped.
I was when he's getting arrested, he's like, but I was raping men though. Really? I'm going to jail for this. Okay, cool. Wow, so they got rights. All right, I guess. Multiple charges against criminal sexual conduct, kidnapping, and felony firearm are pending. So, guess the race of Mr. Eleazar Withers.
Black.
All right, let's see what the chat room says. Arrested during a traffic stop, not shot, white. Traffic warrant, black. You know what? That is that should be a pretty determining factor for people to guess. I mean, traffic stops for randomly driving, black. One who drives a van with windows white, I mean with no windows white, says Denise. For some diversity, I'm gonna say Asian. Eleazar Withers. All right, I'll see.
Maybe he's adopted.
Right, I can see that happening. Had plenty of energy for raping because water is lead free white.
Oh,
social commentary. And Joe Spacey says white. The correct answer. And Danny Hatch got it. Black.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, what about black on black crime, everybody?
Yes,
think
Danny,
about it.
Danny's on the roll. Woo!
Danny is 2-2.
All these crimes have happened.
Mm-hmm. And many of the audience seems to have missed this
they
one.
They got it wrong.
Where's my boo sound effect? So, boo.
Sorry, I talked over your booing.
Oh, it's okay. It was something wrong with our audio anyway. It was short-lived.
Well, we were booing them anyway, Danny, but go ahead.
What were you saying, Danny?
Oh, I was just saying the PC police over there, everyone's guessing white. Sometimes you just gotta, gut tells you.
I personally like when people go for broke on the show, man. You know, I know the safe way to play it for white people on the show is to say everything is white, and I know sometimes people come on, they're like, you know, some people come on, they're like, I don't know, was he a Vulcan or something like that? And like, okay, I get it. You don't want to be racist, but,
okay.
There's only winners and non-racist people around here, my friends. Okay. And daddy wants to win is what I'm saying. All right, let's go to the next article. This is the bonus round till I find my bonus round music.
The music in there somewhere, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I just realized I didn't even say our sponsors for today.
Okay.
So I'm gonna slide them in right now.
Let's do that.
First of all, this is brought to you by Shadow Dog Productions, of course. They have a new audio play album out. It's called All Your Nightmares, and it's on iTunes. And don't wait for Halloween to get your scare on, guys. It's gonna be about scary shit. So whether it's the election or Halloween, get your scare on by checking out iTunes. Search for Jenna Simon, J-E-N-N-A Simon, or John Fouts, and leave them a review on iTunes as well. It's called All Your Nightmares. The show's also brought to you by Adam and Eve, guys. Mm-hmm. That's right. Adam and Eve is trying to get you more because they know you're not getting enough. Mm-hmm. Just like that guy in the last one. You shouldn't have to go to those. You shouldn't have to go to those lengths. What you need to do
you should order the item probably on Adam and Eve called Jacked.
Don't go on Jacked and start jacking people. Jack yourself at home if you have to. Just, you know, jack with a consenting partner. Let's try to raise the goals in 2016. So Adam and Eve is trying to help you with those goals by giving you 10 free gifts. They give you a sexy little surprise for her. Mm-hmm. Second, especially selected toy for him. Third, a little something that you both will enjoy. I say mix and match, you know. Don't let anybody put you in a box, guys. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And, you know, with the adult movies, that's professionally done. Mm-hmm. There's no surprises. It's very, you know, it's a very safe adult DVDs compared to, you know, what's on these internet streets sometimes, man. You never know what's gonna be going on. Baby crying in the background, you know. Gotta listen to somebody's news channel or whatever's in there. So I don't wanna listen to people fuck the Fox News. Well, you don't have to worry about that with these professional DVDs. And number 10, they give you free shipping on your entire order. All you gotta do is go to adamandeve.com, buy any one item, and there's a ton of items on there. You know, there's paddles and whips and chains and lingerie and toys and all kinds of shit, man. So just enter offer code TBGWT at the checkout and you'll get all 10 free items. Go to adamandeve.com today and select one item, get 10 free when you put in code TBGWT at adamandeve.com. I'll just do the bevel one tomorrow, so that way, because they like to have it at the beginning and the end. All right, let's go to the last one, guys. Danny Hatch is 2 for 2.
I know, he on a roll.
Mm-hmm. But now we enter the bonus round.
I think this is the best I've done. I think I didn't do this well the last time I played.
Well, you've gotten way more racist. I didn't want to say
it. You've gotten a lot better.
But your racism back in the day needed a little work.
Yeah, you've honed it.
Yes,
yeah.
My craft is really shining.
You spend enough time in the city, you know, it does it to everybody. So a 24-year-old Palm Bay woman ran over her boyfriend outside of a topless bar. She said she confronted police say that she confronted her boyfriend outside of a topless bar, then ran over him with her car in the parking lot.
So did she run him over because she wasn't pleased at the titties he was looking at? I mean, it was at the titty bar.
I don't know, Karen.
Right, like, did she drop him off and maybe he was like late coming out again?
Erica Christine Hope was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, battery, leaving the scene of an accident with injuries, and possession of a controlled substance.
Oh. Okay.
Drugs were involved? I'm shocked.
No, come on.
I am shocked. No. It happened at the Pin Up Gentlemen's Club.
Not the Pin Up.
Yeah, Pin Ups. Police arrived to investigate reports that someone had been run down with a car. Officers tracked Hope back to the home she shared with the man and was taken into custody. Hope identified by a tattoo on her leg that read "Still Standing" is I will say this, I do have a weakness for women with eye tattoos, something about them. Is being held on, is it because they're crazy? I don't know. It's being held on $33,000 bond. Police said the confrontation took place around 1 a.m. Saturday when Hope drove up to Pinups to confront her live-in boyfriend for being at the establishment. Hope spotted the man and the argument took place outside, with Hope either slapping or punching the man in the face in an incident captured mostly on surveillance cameras. Open and shut case there.
Oh, yeah. Probably because they're used to women showing up and fighting with the Patriots. So they say, hey, we need to stop recording.
Yeah, all strip clubs should have required parking lot surveillance. I mean, right. Come on. Yeah. It's all kinds of shit happening out there. We need to know about it. Officer said to, this guy sucked on a strip club. Nothing, you never make the news for good shit, right? Like, you can be stripping for charity. Nobody gives a fuck. It's like somebody got shot that day, though.
Get the crew out there.
Right. They go, we got the best titties in town, but we've never, they don't ever talk about
you can't titties. Advertise, really. Like, it's just, it's well, like,
who doesn't like titties?
There's nothing but negative news about places like this, but we all love them. You know what I mean? Like, no one's. They stay open for a fucking reason. Everyone's going. But the only stories that make the news are like three strippers stabbed a man. Officers said the pair continued to struggle off camera when Hope got into a Toyota and backed out of the parking space before suddenly halting. Police said Hope then aimed the vehicle at the man and struck him, causing him to spill up on the hood of the car headlong onto the windshield. Hope then struck two other vehicles as she attempted to leave the parking lot.
Shit.
I know. What did those cars do? Innocent car on cry crime.
Yeah.
Police have not yet released the video. Because it'd be too funny and the internet would no longer take this story serious.
Right.
Because we are children and we can't have it yet. Officers.
World star over the.
Yeah. They didn't release it because the video was not held vertical, but horizontal. Officers also later found several tablets of Xanax in her car. Reporters show she was booked in the Brevard County Jail Complex and will have a new court date May the 3rd. Guess the race of Miss, what was her name? Erica Christine Hope.
Yeah.
With the still standing tattoo and the Xanax in her car.
I was on the fence until the tattoo, and that threw me over to white. I'm going to say white. A still standing tattoo strikes me as a very white thing to have.
Let's check the chat room. Three first names, white. Oh. Delicate white flower. The strippers at the club danced on the one and the three. Oh. White woman ran over her man to the strip club and soundtrack of Def Leppard and Aerosmith, not 2 Chainz. Yeah, strip club music does tell you what kind of patrons are going to be in there. That's definitive right there, dog. Pole dancers, not strippers, white, would not have been thrown out of the karaoke bar from earlier. Well,
ACLU lawyer, this woman, I'm guessing.
when the cops came and got her, she's like, in the case of Plessy versus Ferguson, first of all.
In the case of my car versus this cheating ass motherfucker.
I saw an episode of Jerry Springer just like this. Anyway, everybody got it right. White.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right. Put the... Yeah.
What's funny is
that picture.
I left a detail out that would have, I think, thrown all the guesses off.
Oh yeah,
Erica is spelled with 2 K's.
Oh,
right. I didn't want to. I felt like bringing it up would just really make it difficult to pick white.
that was good of you.
Yeah, man. I was like, you know, if you can't tell from me, the way I'm saying it, you know, then I'm just leaving it that. But yeah, Erica with 2 K's and a white woman. What? How? What? Only in Florida, right?
Erica and three, with someone in the chat beat me to it, but Erica with 3 K's, definitely.
Yeah.
That'd have been a dead giveaway.
All right. And, the last thing we do here, we have to talk about, sword ratchetness, guys. That is, of course, when, these people out here with swords, unregulated, just going around killing people and shit. Let me play my long sound effect.
Yeah, it's a long fight. I always imagine them fighting over a steak.
Yeah.
Well, the stakes were high because that dude's dead.
Yes, he is.
Memphis, Tennessee. A woman is behind bars after police say she got into a fight with her ex-boyfriend and used a sword to threaten him.
Oh.
Memphis Police Department said Bianca Perry, guess the race, black, became angry over text messages with her ex, grabbed a sword from above the fireplace, and started swinging it at him. Though Perry wasn't able to hit him with the sword, she was charged with aggravated assault, and she will appear in court on Wednesday. Nope. This is Memphis. You're thinking about Charleston.
Oh, my
bad. Not everybody with a black sword, black woman with a sword is the same, Karen.
I'm sorry. That's my racism. Right. Everybody, all of them sound the same. My bad.
That's right. apparently there are different black women with different ain't shit boyfriends and swords at the same time.
Apparently so. I'm sorry.
All right, man. Let's see. Is there any other sword ones I want to cover? Oh, here's another one. All right. That literally, I could, there's like 20 of these, by the way. Story. There's at least 20 of these. Yeah. We could have made the whole show this.
It's so funny.
A 39-year-old Kenton County man has been charged with attempted murder after police say he attacked his ex-girlfriend with a sword. Turnabout is fair play, I guess.
Apparently so.
Terry L. Phillips tried to cut off the woman's head with his sword, but instead struck her shoulder so hard that it bent the sword.
Oh my God.
Holy shit, and what is she, the bionic woman?
By the way, I guarantee he was like, bitch, you broke my sword.
Right.
He seems like that type.
Oh.
Also, guess the race, black. The woman was two black people sword stories in the same time. This is a record. The woman was taken. Well, first they came for the white people and they all said nothing. And now it's down to us. The woman was taken to University Hospital for treatment for broken bones and lacerations. Phillips was indicted on charges of attempted murder and assault Thursday and remains in the Kenan County Detention Center on a $100,000 bond. He is expected to appear in court April 11.
Hope you go to jail, sir.
Well, he is in jail. $100,000. Oh, you mean prison.
Right.
I agree. Let's do another one. Here's another black dude. Let's just get all these out the way so we can stop after. Just get it over today.
Yeah, and just so we inform you, Danny, be careful. If you got friends with swords, watch them very, very carefully.
I will.
Yeah, you don't move into.
I don't know if I have any friends with swords, but
that's a good thing.
Good. They use them as problem. It's like if you have a hammer, right? Every problem becomes a nail. If you have a sword, every problem becomes some shit you got sliced with a sword, dog. Every problem becomes a dragon.
Yeah, every problem you got to cut through it.
Yeah. It took an Etowah County jury less than 2 hours this afternoon to find a Gaston man guilty of capital murder in the 2013 slaying of his 20-month-old daughter.
Well, goddamn, what the baby do?
The penalty phase of the trial for Stefan Lindsay will be held tomorrow. Lindsay, 38, was accused of killing his daughter, Malia Tashay Lindsay. Almost 3 years ago in what was termed a ritual killing.
Wow.
Jurors heard medical testimony and saw graphic photos depicting how Malia was killed by at least 6 blows to the neck with a sword-like machete. Following the verdict, prosecutors embraced the weeping family members who thanked them. Malia's mother, Tasmin Thomas, was one of them. Gaston police discovered the body of Malia in a wooded area near in 2013 after Stefan was arrested in connection with the child's disappearance. Detectives found her body in garbage bags. That's right, multiple bags.
Holy shit.
Not far from the family's apartment, and found multiple swords and long knives dumped in a wooded area a few blocks away. Lindsay, during his arrest, gave a confession of nearly 2 hours of video, which was later played for the jurors. He entered a plea of not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. It is hard to argue that he's not crazy, I guess, but he did try to get away with the crime, which I think undoes that shit.
Yes, sir.
For a lot of these arguments. Like,
right. I was crazy, but not crazy enough to know I should have cleaned up after the crime.
I was smart enough to try to get away with it.
enough to do it.
Right. During closing arguments, Prosecutor Carol Griffin said the crime was monstrous and too horrible to imagine, although she made the jury imagine it. You've seen things I'm sure you wish you could unsee, she told the juror. like Beyonce's haircut, right, guys? Batman, Superman. District Attorney Jody Willoughby asked jurors to remember the first words Lindsay had said in the Tate confession. I'm kind of scared. I don't know where to start. He then went on to recount how Lindsay had killed the child in the ground floor of the apartment. How scared was that baby girl the night of March 5th, he asked, referring to the bruises left on the child's cheek when Lindsay held her mouth to keep her from screaming. Lindsay's lawyers, however, argued that he thought he was following the command of his God. It must have been the one where he asked that dude to cut up his son.
Yeah, Old Testament God.
Yeah. It must have been that guy. The that dude was vengeance. Just like a, he was like, that guy like jackass.
He liked that stuff too much.
He yeah.
fetish for it.
Yeah. He was like, man, I'm really into this. Have you guys seen this prank show where they like fuck with people? That's what I'm into. Lindsay told police he killed the child at the command of his God, Yahweh. And Thomas Hack testified Lindsay kept a green binder with handwritten pages he referred to as his Bible. Remnants of the notebook were found not far from the knives with the pages torn up.
I thought the his words was in red, not green.
It's the Trump Bible.
Okay.
Yahweh is the original Hebrew name for God, sometimes referred to in Jehovah as Jehovah in translations of the Old Testament. However, Lindsay told Thomas that he worshiped a different God than the one of the Bible. I worship the baby killing God. You guys may not have heard of him. Lindsay defense team referred to a doctor who testified that Lindsay had psychotic visions that drove him to commit the crime. He said he did not want to do this, but Yahweh commanded it. Attorney Morgan Cunningham asked the jury not to be emotional in rendering the verdict. Okay. I know he killed a baby, right? And that might upset some people,
but dry your tears.
But we ask that you render this verdict in the least emotional way possible, okay, guys? Just the letter of the law here. Let's just, there you go, just pretend that you read it in a book somewhere, didn't happen to a real person, not a real life was lost, all right? However, the chief deputy district attorney Marcus Reed reminded the jury that Lindsay had used bleach to clean up the area where he killed the baby, and he meticulously went about hiding the knives and the body. He also said the same doctor testified that he couldn't determine if Lindsay's actions came because of mental impairment or his use of narcotics. He was fully able to appreciate and understand the nature and quality of his actions, Reed said. And then he got convicted, so good, get his ass off the streets. All right, man, listen, check out the Hatch, guys. All right,
yes,
as I like to call him, that old son of a bitch Danny.
Oh, thank
make sure you guys check him out, follow him on Twitter. He has a hilarious Twitter stream, guys. And I think you guys will love that. It's just Danny Hatch
at Danny Hatch. Yep. Yeah, every so often I change the display name when I get bored, but that name is Danny Hatch.
Yeah, what is your avatar exactly?
Oh, so it's my girlfriend and I, we rented a little cottage in New Hampshire for my birthday for a couple of days. And so we were naked for a lot of it, but we put on their aprons when we went to cook. And so that was when we were cooking in the kitchen and I had a little glass of mimosa.
Oh,
and
there you go.
It's like beer then.
It feels like it seemed to me like it was almost like a serial killer cleaning up the crime scene or something. Like, I don't know what Danny's into these days.
Yeah, I don't know either, to be honest. I was blacked out when that picture was taken. I think I killed a couple babies.
Well, you hit the knives well, and that's what matters. Yeah, that's why you're free.
That's what matters.
Make sure you check out his show. Oh, go ahead, Danny. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying, it's pretty bold of me to use that picture as my avatar.
Well, you're a risk taker. You know?
I am a risk taker.
You go for the jokes that some people leave alone, and that's why we love you.
Yes. And thank you. And Danny, do you still do your monthly show?
With Andrea Allen, we do not do that anymore. We did not enjoy doing it for a long time, so we put an end to it and are much happier since. But
sorry to hear that. sorry Karen would bring that up. Just very unprofessional.
No. I was just asking because I wanted to know, did he have any open spots or anything he was doing?
Absolutely not. Now it's ruined, Karen.
I'm never performing again.
Yep. Like, you will never be able to catch him doing a live show during KATG weekend. Mm-mm.
Nope. You certainly won't see me April 16th or April 15th, and you certainly won't find more info at katg.com/weekend.
Nope. Won't be able to live stream it, so even if you can't go to New York City, you can still watch it.
Yes, you can.
That won't be happening. Not since you asked that question, Karen.
Not since you reminded me, but Andrea Allen and I no longer do our terrible monthly stand-up show. It wasn't terrible. It was just to do an ambush show in a bar where 90% of our audience had no idea a show was about to happen. That's always pretty stressful.
You guys ready to laugh?
Exactly. That was how a lot of us started.
I was ready to eat this food.
Yep, and talk to my friend on a Thursday night. But okay. I'm hostage for an hour and a half of stand-up comedy.
As long as I can stay on this phone call, sure. Right. So yeah, man, make sure y'all check him out, because he's hilarious, man.
He is.
And you know, if you're listening to KATG, man, support those guys and check out the premium stuff, man, because like I said, they have so many gems over there in the premium land. Mm-hmm. And that's a show with Danny is like the original original gem over there.
Yeah, one of my
as far as spinoff
shows.
Man, I remember Danny, do you remember when you used to do your spinoff show and it'd be like 10 minutes long?
I do remember that.
Seems like forever ago, right?
Yeah, you done came a long way.
I'm glad that it's not that anymore.
Yeah, it used to just be like, I mean, well, it still feels like at any second Keith's gonna cut it off, but mm-hmm. it used to happen way sooner.
Yep.
It's just constantly
Terrell making motions at me like, this is the moment where cut off, but somehow I keep them going for another 40 minutes.
Yeah, every second I'm just like, and that's the show with Dan. All right, that was the end. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow.
This is so much fun.
Nah, no problem, man. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you,
Danny. We really do appreciate it.
We do. We enjoy having you on.
And shout out to Libby. She is so good at organizing, at communicating, and coordinating between all the people at KATG and us. And, people should shout out people like that more often, man. She's great.
Kudos.
All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow to talk about more bullshit. Until then, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah.